I'm with Nick Waites and Charles Nevitt at the relaunch, 25 years later, of a very influential book, Community Architecture. We're at the RIBA having a few drinks, and I've got an opportunity to ask Charles and Nick, what was life like then and what's changed now? So, Charles, you were reminding us.
Well, the big difference now is that people have forgotten. In the early 1980s, the inner cities were flaring up. There were riots every night. And eventually Lord Scarman was called in by the government to have a serious look at the problem of various communities in various cities around Britain and to come up with some solutions. And he endorsed the idea of community architecture as a way of involving local people in decisions for their area and to make the built environment more receptive to people's needs as well as wants.
And what were you doing at the time?
Well, happily, I was on the Times then as the architecture critic, so I had quite a powerful voice, which I used to promote community architecture and what to do about the inner cities. So it was very fortuitous from that point of view.
And Nick, you'd been involved in all sorts of community-level stuff. I remember stuff on squatting in Thomas Square and so on. Remind me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was at that time, yes, a lot of individual pioneering projects going on, a lot of them in squatting communities, in other ordinary communities. I suppose what's interesting in terms of where we are now is that we now have a position where the government is putting a lot of money into promoting exactly those kind of processes that were being experimented with at that time. And so a lot of the things that we write about in community architecture were pioneering projects. And now the government is trying to create a mainstream program to do precisely those things. So in a sense, it's very interesting to see the whole thing coming around full circle.
So in some ways, you captured the time, you created a kind of manifesto and some examples for that. A lot of that's been built on. What are the things that you're disappointed about?
I suppose, like with any social movement, when it becomes more mainstream, it probably loses a bit of its edge, a bit of its excitement, a bit of its creativity. It'll be interesting to see whether the new kind of generation of neighbourhood planners and community planners, community architects, manage to kind of generate a kind of head of steam which enables them to be creative and do things which they're pleased with. I think that's...
And Charles, I was writing, I mean, you know, back in the 70s on the Evening Standard about this kind of stuff. And looking back, it strikes me how fickle the media is, how rapidly things change, you know. The stories remain the same, the people change, and it keeps kind of being reinvented every 3 years. Is the media giving a fair crack now?
Well, I think what's most significant, as some of us wrote about 20 years ago, if you take a radical alternative, which community architecture was then, what you want it to achieve is to become part of mainstream wisdom. So, in fact, it doesn't have such a high profile, but people are doing it on the ground. That's the most important thing, that it's out there. It's no longer an issue for the media so much. People are doing it. That's the most important thing. So lessons have been learned. 25 years on, things are happening on the ground. That's the important significance of what's happened, I think.
So we had a journalist at that time and a community architect getting together to launch a kind of campaign, movement, idea, and so on and so forth. Things are different now in terms of the media. Do you think if you were launching something now, it would be easier to promote or not?
Well, I suppose it would be easier in the sense that there is, you know, a huge range of social media which one can get ideas out. Whereas at that time, there were just a few mainstream media outlets. So it would probably be a lot easier. But on the other hand, it would be probably more easy for it to get lost. I think the combination that we had at the time of Prince Charles supporting it, Rod Hackney and the RIBA supporting it was, even though it was a narrower campaign focus, it was actually quite effective.
And I forgot to mention Prince Charles, who I see is quoted by one of his aides as seeing community architecture as the Bible of his beliefs. And I think you worked in association in the past. Do you think that's been an influence?
I'm sure that's been an influence, and I think that Prince Charles has continued to play a very consistent and important role in the whole planning, regeneration, community development field, which I think has been, you know, really very welcome.
So, a great time, class of 87 here. Any conversations you've had that have been interesting?
Well, it's nice to see so many of us have survived in one form or another. Things are very different today. Things were very buoyant in 1987. Austerity Britain in 2013 is a different world. And money is to fund projects is obviously always an issue. So things are much more difficult and challenging in a way, but that makes people more creative and inventive, I think.
So community architecture is very relevant in tight times, Nick?
I think so. I think it's it's a building block which, obviously, things have moved on. Things of other movements have come and gone, but I think community architecture remains a very important strand of where we are now.